And once again, good morning, everyone. It's time for our Experience Marshalltown program with Val Ruff hosting our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Valerie.
It's cold out there.
It's a little cold, but it's going to be downright tropical later this week is what I hear.
So I'm looking forward to that, yeah. And I'm sure a lot of the listeners are too. So good morning and welcome to Experience Marshalltown. Today our featured guest is Tim Keener, and Tim is here to visit with us about the Marshalltown Little League, and they're a local sports organization that is very instrumental in bringing in quite a few sporting events and tournaments to the community, which directly correlates to heads in the beds and relates to the hotel motel tax. So we're glad that Tim is here. He does a lot of hard work for our community and for the kids. And so welcome into the show this morning, Tim.
Thank you very much.
You bet. We're glad you're here. So let's... Without further ado, let's get started. And let's talk a little bit about the history of our Marshalltown Little League organization.
If you're a resident of Marshalltown, you go drive by 12th Street, you see a complex down there that has hosted Little League for 53 years. So over the years, the facility has changed dramatically, but kids have been able to play baseball down there for a lot of years. The kids that currently participate in our program, and we'll probably talk about three different phases of Little League. The first one is obviously what people would traditionally think of, ages 5 through 14 playing baseball down at our complex.
Mm-hmm.
And when you think about that and you think about our community, our goal is to make sure if there is a child in this town that wants to play, no matter their situation, we'll make it work.
That's great.
And it's a great family event. Obviously, we need a lot of parents to help with our program, and we couldn't do anything like what we're putting on today without the support of the community. The community has always supported us in many different ways, and that allows us to have about 400 kids this year participate in our program, and that's just local. When you think about where our league is, we also have teams coming in from State Center or the West Marshall area. BCLUW also brings a number of teams down. So it's not only just Marshalltown, it's Marshall County.
Well, that's great. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. We host the season goes from April through June.
Okay.
We kick it off with a great partnership we have with our Marshalltown High School team and Coach Hansen. They come down and kick off our season with camps. They allow the kids of all ages to split up. They learn a skill for the day, and then they take those skills and utilize them in practices, and then the games that start in April and go through June. So it's
so you're literally building this organization to channel into the high school baseball.
The high school team and the program supports us more than you can imagine. And as we walk through the different phases of our program, you'll see that.
Yeah.
The kids that start at age 5 and progress through a senior in high school, it's really great to see.
I bet that's rewarding for you to see kids that have, started out, could barely throw the ball, and now you see them playing on the high school baseball team.
It's fantastic. And it's fantastic for the kids to also come down and be taught or, in our camp situations by those same kids.
Yeah, because those are their mentors. I mean, that's what they look up to, and those are the kids that they're going to be looking up to for quite some time before they get into high school. Yeah.
And none of that could be possible, again, without their support and without the community support.
And, I think that's something new. Previous to us getting here on the air, we talked a little bit about how sports and sporting has changed over the years. And, before you didn't really play the sport until you were old enough, and you may started in junior high or middle school. But now they're starting them young, and we're teaching them the skill set early.
Yes.
So by the time they get to that middle school and that high school, they already have the skill set that they need. So those coaches are, I'm sure, are very thankful.
Oh, yes. And I think the specialization of kids, I think, over the last 5 to 10 years has dramatically changed the competitive environment. You cannot participate in a sport like you used to. I think kids used to just grab whatever ball or glove that was the time of year, and now you see kids that play baseball year-round. and that has created a dramatic shift in skills and separation that we've been able to accommodate, not only for our local kids, but also for the Little Leaguers.
That's great. That's exciting stuff. And so you play April through June, and so you're gearing up right now for your tournaments and stuff. Do you have those? Well, before we get into that, Tim, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back for our second segment of Experience Marshalltown. Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Unpredictable, exasperating, boisterous, and independent. That's Ramona Quimby for you. The Marshalltown Community Theater is proud to present its production, Ramona Quimby, taking us through the ups and downs of third grade, laid out from the original Ramona book series by Beverly Cleary. Ramona discovers that it's nothing like she imagined. See Ramona Quimby this Saturday and next at 7:30 and Sunday and next at 2 at the Martha Ellen Tye Playhouse. Complete information can be found at marshalltowncommunitytheater.org.
Marshalltown travels to Dowling Catholic for a doubleheader Friday night. Hear all the action on News Talk 1230 KFJB. The girls' game tips off at 6:15 Friday night with the boys' game to follow. It's the final regular season game for the Bobcat girls, who open regional play next week. Marshalltown at Dowling Catholic for a CIML basketball doubleheader Friday night on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown, and here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown, and today our guest is Tim Keener. And Tim is with us, and we're talking about the Marshalltown Little League and all the work that his organization does to bring an opportunity to reach 400 kids in this area. And we're going to talk a little bit about the sporting tournaments that they bring here to town, to Marshalltown. And it sounds like in about 60 days, you're going to be hot and heavy into tournament season.
Yeah, absolutely. Our fields are ready. The frost came out of the ground when it hit 50 the other day, and that allowed our kids to get outside very quickly and start throwing the ball around. So that was kind of nice. But we talked about before we took a break there about the separation of skills that specialization drives. And as a parent, we saw that very early on. And if you have a child that wants to continue to be more competitive, play in more games, that opportunity drove us to drive all around the Midwest. You'd pack up the car, you'd drive down to a community, you'd pay that community a lot of money to come play in their complexes. You would go eat in their restaurants, you would go look for entertainment options in their malls and their movie theaters, and then you'd load everybody back up and you'd drive back home. And at just in our community, for our kids, it just didn't seem like the best way to spend whatever share of wallet those families had for entertainment purposes. So we started hosting very informally, bringing kids to town to play. And that's developed into hosting this year. We're going to we're anticipating over 25,000 participants and families coming to town to participate in tournaments. These tournaments run from April through the middle of May. You think that's a very early time frame for hosting games in this part of the country, but you got to imagine if you're up in Minnesota, Iowa looks like the tropics that time of year.
I bet it does.
So not only do we see Minnesota, we see the surrounding states. We see every community in Iowa. And this year we're anticipating a team coming up from Arkansas, so that would be a first.
That's super exciting.
Oh, it's fantastic. And that's kind of where our vision of continuing just to keep kids playing has evolved into how can we give back to this community that's helped us out. And whether it's partnering with restaurants at our complex during those weekends, getting the teams coming in from out of town to stay in our local hotels, making sure they fill up the cars with gas before they go back, and enjoying what our community has to offer while they're here. Because they're trapped. Once you come here and you're ready for the tournament, you're not going anywhere until the tournament's over with.
Right.
And
well, the nice thing is it's near the bike trail.
Oh, it's
and
fantastic.
You can get to a lot of places through that by that bike trail.
And you see a lot of parents come in, they drop their kids off, they have the running gear, they have their bike gear on, and then the kids are off playing games, and they're out riding their bike. So it's fantastic. It's a great situation we've developed. We hope to continue it because not only does it help our local kids continue to play very competitive baseball, it allows our community also to take advantage of all those cars coming into town.
It does, and we appreciate the work that you do to bring those groups in and help create that they have a good experience when they're here. And of course, on behalf of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau, we're here to help you in any way that we can.
Absolutely. That partnership we've developed, we're somewhat new to doing this, and how we work together and how we work with the local community to make sure they know what's coming into town, make sure they're ready when the cars hit. It's things that we've learned and we're continuing to learn as we go through this.
So before the show is over, we have to have you share the Casey's story. I don't know if we want to get into some other things. So, your leadership that you have and your volunteers. Do you have an idea of how many volunteers?
Oh, it's countless.
Yeah, the parents help and grandparents.
Yeah, we look for every parent to help in some way. But I'm going to probably focus on those kids that have been through our program.
Sure.
And how they give back. We talked a little bit about the camp piece. But if you're a high school athlete, you're also a high school kid, and you have a need for money, and you have a need to put gas in your car. And once again, we're trying to help make sure those dollars that they're utilizing are easy to come by. And so when you have tournaments and you have a Little League program, there are a number of jobs that these kids can take advantage of, whether it's umpiring the games, field care, helping kids out in different ways at those tournaments. That is a way that we can help those kids who have helped the littler kids. When you're out on the field playing and you see a kid that's your high school shortstop as your home plate umpire, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And that high school player is able to participate because he doesn't have to go get a job, and he can utilize those hours working in our facility. And it's kind of a full circle at that point.
It is. That's a great opportunity for those kids. And then, as we said, those are mentors for these little
Absolutely.
Guys that are playing. Boy, how cool to have your mentors umpiring or helping you take care of your field.
Yeah, when you see the high school kid driving the gator to a field with the little guys in the back with rakes, it's a pretty neat experience.
I bet.
It's pretty cool.
So let's so you've got tournaments coming up April through June, and do you have a need for any additional volunteers? I mean, I'm thinking about, do you want to share some contact information?
As you go back to kind of the first portion of what we talked about, the Little League program itself, our signups are basically complete at this point. So we know the coaches, we know the kids, uniforms have been ordered, hats are ready to go. Baseballs are ready to be thrown out on the field, because once we get to March, basically those fields become very busy, and not only locally but also on the weekends and with tournaments. And so always I'm looking to tap into the retirement part of our community.
Okay.
Those folks that have they know about us, they love the game of baseball, would love to help us out in many ways. We still have plenty of opportunities for them.
Okay, how do they reach you?
Yeah,
then?
I'm just going to give my cell phone number
okay.
out. It's 815-342-1282.
Okay.
And that's kind of the number we utilize for all of the kids to contact me. And if you have a child that has not signed up yet, or you want to See if they'd be interested. Just call that number and we'll get you all set up.
Or if in your past you may have played on that MHS baseball team, give Tim a call if you want a couple hours, or you got a couple extra hours to spare on the weekends to help out the group. So that's great. So what about your funding? I mean, how's your funding and stuff work?
When you're in a community like ours and you have the needs that our community has, when you think about the expenses that we have to operate a program, and they're expensive because of the insurance piece of it alone, the association with Little League, those things are very expensive. And when you have kids, as we kicked off the show stating, there is not going to be a kid that's turned away. And that becomes a lot of needs for scholarships.
Okay.
And so a lot of the money that the community supports us with, the money that we raise in our tournaments, all of that money stays in our program to help those kids. And not knowing how many kids need it before the year starts makes it a little bit difficult.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We're going to take our second break here for Experience Marshalltown, and we'll be right back.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown.
The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Open a world of possibilities with a home equity line of credit from Lenox Employees Credit Union. They offer up to a 15-year payback at prime rate plus 0.5%. Lenox Employees Credit Union now offers home equity line of credit with a 5-year line of credit up to 80% of your home's equity for a 4.25 variable interest rate. And as you pay, your available line of credit increases by the principal paid. For more information, talk to Shannon at Lenox Employees Credit Union in Marshalltown. Call 754-4501. Member NCUA.
Central Iowa weather. Here's your 12:30 KFGB forecast from the Weather Eye Weather Center, powered by weatherology.com. For today, look for mostly sunny skies. We'll work up to a high temperature in the lower 20s. We'll have our wind switching to the south. Then for tonight, we'll dip to a low in the upper teens under cloudy skies, but much warmer conditions on Friday, expecting upper 40s. That's your forecast. I'm 12:30 KFGB meteorologist Michael Caro. Currently 8 degrees.
Welcome back. It is our Experience Marshalltown program. Our final segment here is Val Ruff.
Thanks, Kyle. So today we are visiting with Tim Keener, who's very active and instrumental in our Marshalltown Little League. And we're talking about sporting events and tournaments today. That's a big part of what takes place here in the Marshalltown community and the Marshalltown area. And so I just wanted to take an opportunity to let Tim talk about all the work. And, you know, the thing that kind of resonates with all this, Tim, is one of the new Marshalltown Regional Partnerships kind of themes is collabomunity. We have a very collaborative community, and I think that's something very special to the Marshalltown area and to the residents and folks that live here. And if we need something, this community will pull together and they'll make it happen.
Absolutely.
And you know, I've been here a resident for a long time, and I take a lot of pride in being a Marshalltonian and knowing that happens here. And you know, as you've talked through this morning and how you continue to give back to the community and the players, I want to take a minute and thank you and your organization for all that you do.
Oh, yeah.
For Marshalltown.
It's greatly appreciated. And it's, I'm just the person sitting in this chair today, but there is a number of people that should be sitting here as well.
Sure.
There are a number of people throughout our community, whether it's in a business, whether it's a family, whether it's the park and rec, we've had many needs over the years, and we've always had a strong group that's always been there.
That's great.
And a couple years ago when the storm blew through and we had so much wind damage, to drive in our park and basically see, you couldn't even hardly see the fields. And in a couple of days, we had it all cleaned up and games being played. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It's really neat to see.
It is. You take a lot of pride in your community and the folks that you work with. And so what else do we want to visit? Anything else that you want to share with us this morning while we're in our final segment here about the Marshalltown Little League? You know, we were talking a little bit about funding and
sure.
scholarships
yeah.
and that every child has an opportunity to play.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think I want to make sure everybody understands if there's a dollar made at in our tournaments, that money stays within those kids within the program to support it. And in the coming weeks, we're going to be sending out all of our high school age kids, middle school through high school, with a fundraiser. And I think hopefully it's been clear throughout our conversation that not only are we looking to help and we need help, but we're also looking to help the community. And I think with this fundraiser, you'll see that we're going to be looking for support through a coupon book.
Okay.
But this coupon book will be a little unique versus the coupon books I think other folks have seen. This is geared to help us, but it's also geared to help those that buy it because there will be tremendous value in that book. And I know it will increase the traffic into the stores that are participating. And we're real excited about it. When you see the kids coming around, know they're out there doing a tough task for us, but it's really helping our program out. And like I said, it goes all the way from helping those kids that need the money, cannot afford a membership fee, all the way through keeping our fields going.
Great. I think that's exciting. So if you're out there and you get someone rings the doorbell that comes up and says, hey, we're selling on behalf of the Marshalltown Little League, I hope that you'll take an opportunity to support that organization.
Absolutely.
Anything else do we want to share? Let's share one more time, Tim, that contact information. If
sure.
anybody out there wants to spend a few hours helping out on the
Absolutely.
Weekends.
My cell phone is 815-342-1282. And whether that's about needing to get your child signed up for Little League or helping us out in any way, just let me know.
Okay, that's great. So in the final segment here in the last few minutes, I want Tim to share the story because I love this story, and I'm not going to be able to tell it as eloquently as he is. But let's talk to the folks about your
sure.
your experience with the Caseys that's on Lincoln
sure.
Way and how that impacted them.
We started our tournaments, and the first year was small. Second year started growing and got to be our third year of hosting. And my wife was in the concession stand and said, hey, you need to come up here. I have the manager of the Caseys on Lincoln Way down here. Didn't know what was going on. I'll walk in there, and we have a very upset manager whose store was just cleaned out of product and wondered why, what is going on? How many of these are you going to be hosting? And so from then on, I made sure that we let them know. The second weekend of the terms came along and said, hey, you got to let me know how many teams are coming into town because they just wiped us out again. Went into the third week, my wife calls and says, hey, Caseys manager's here at the concession stand again. All right, if you guys are going to host these more and more, we need to put more people in our store to get all of the prep ready because they wipe us out of pizzas. Our coolers are dry. Sunflower seeds are gone. And so obviously that's a stop I've made already this year to make sure they know what was coming in.
I love that story because it's so true, but that's what happens. Everybody flocks in and grabs their Gatorade and their sunflower seeds or whatever they're going to need yeah. and heads down the hill to
Absolutely.
And so, you know, that happens in all sports. So I love the story. I know, you know, she might have been angry, but in all, she had to say thank you for what you're doing. So I want to take a minute too, Tim, and thank you again for, you know, bringing these events in and what you do, this work that you do with the boys and the kids and opportunities that you're providing them, life skills. And so thank you for being on Experience Marshalltown, and we'll be back next week on Thursday.